Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. Now let me tell you something, you can't buy a six pack of peace. Peace is something that money cannot buy. Peace is something when you have purpose in life, when you know why you've been created. And this way of life gives you every single answer to all your questions, why you've been created, where you're going when you die. And this is what the Deen Show is all about, delivering the message of purpose of life and talking to people who are living the purpose of life, doing good, not only for themselves, for the community, but for all of mankind. And the Deen Show is here to help serve and protect you against evil and serve you so you can help get the message so you can live a fruitful life. My next guest is doing something great. He's a president. Now, I'm not talking about President Obama. I'm talking about a president of an organization that's doing some wonderful work, and we're going to meet him. It's a surprise. I'm going to tell you his name when he comes out. Don't move. We'll be right back with this exciting show here on The Deen Show. We'll be right back.
This is The Deen Show.
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 This is the Deen
Show.
This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
Welcome back to The Deen Show. I'm going to be talking a little bit slower than usual. We have the president of the Global Deaf Muslims and the vice president. So I said, look, not President Obama, but somebody who's dear to us, who's our brother, your brother in humanity, my brother in faith. Assalamu alaikum. So we're going to learn something through this show. We're going to learn to be grateful and thankful for all the blessings that we have. So, and we're going to learn some sign language. Alhamdulillah. So I want to start off with a couple things. Peace be with you. How do you say that? Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Show the audience. How do you say it? Go a little bit slower. Go slow. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Yes. Do it, Adam. Get that shot again from both of them. Go ahead.
Peace be with you.
Thank you for making time to be on The Deen Show. You're the president and vice president of the Global Deaf Muslims. We want to talk to you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your organization and what you do.
So the organization itself, the Global Deaf Muslim, it's an American organization here. Also, we have Canada involved to try to educate Islam in terms of sign language for the deaf, because we have about maybe half of the deaf, you know, half a million about to the deaf who are located in America don't have the access to Islamic knowledge, and you know the concept is not being taught. All of these children are, you know, being neglected away from that information. So alhamdulillah, we're the only organization here to try to be able to educate the deaf children, also the adults.
So what we're going to do here, we're going to deliver the message of all the messengers of God. This is a very unique show. Alhamdulillah. How do you say alhamdulillah? How do you say all praise to the creator of the heavens and earth? Alhamdulillah. How do you say that?
Alhamdulillah.
How do you do it?
Alhamdulillah.
Say right now, alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah for all the blessings that the creator has given us. We're going to, can you help me deliver the message of Islam to those who can't hear?
Inshallah.
Let's start off with this word Islam. Let's define what Islam means. Islam is a simple word that means submission, having a relationship by submitting yourself to the one who created you, the one God.
Islam here would teach, yes, there's only one God and no other God. So this Prophet Muhammad, he's the messenger. to deliver the message and revelation of the Quran. That's what we intend to do to the deaf community. We're also trying to educate them about the five pillars of Islam. And, you know, as we know, the first one is the Shahada and how to pray five times, the Ghat, and, you know, the Ramadan, and inshallah, the Hajj at the very end, to Mecca.
Let's talk about the pure monotheism for a second. Pure, just only worshiping God, one God. How do you say one God? Just one God. Let me see. One. That's it. One. That's it. We don't worship Jesus. We don't worship Muhammad. We don't worship the sun. We don't worship the moon. Not a monkey. Not an elephant. Not a man. Not a woman. Just God. That's Islam. Just one God. And as soon as you make a Holy Ghost into God, or you make Jesus into God, you give anyone divinity next to God, you've set up a partner with God. And that crushes the pure monotheism. It's only one God. So go ahead and expound on this. I want you to expound on this for those people who, let's say, they don't know the purpose of life, and we're trying to explain to them the purpose of life. Have you had encounters of doing dawah, inviting people to purpose? How do you start off a conversation in sign language?
So often what we do, we often go to colleges, masjids, schools, you know, in any of those local community centers. What we do is we provide community service. We always teach about, inshallah, the one God, only worship, only, you know, neglect all the images, idolatry, all of these things, and reflect on pure monotheism for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, even if you're deaf, you know, blind, or for whatever reason that you are neglected away from pursuing those kind of things, but you always know that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is flexible with us. We're here to worship and only worship the Creator. So we're here to also educate the deaf people, to try to understand different sign language, how we can connect with each other, how we will share that same boundary. You know, when you have a hearing person, you know, they speak, and you can share that relationship, but when they're deaf, that's a boundary we have. So we rely on the sign language to try to teach that pure monotheism as well as other Islamic teachings.
Let's talk about the relationship, the loving relationship with the loving God. Allah, the Creator, is the most loving, the most kind. And we dial up to Him direct five times a day. When He explains the importance of connecting with God through the salat, the prayer, how does He like to explain it? The second pillar of Islam.
The prayer five times a day. Just our way to develop our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through prayer. And to maintain our communication, to ask for forgiveness, ask for, you know, have mercy and forgiveness for others, you know, and to be humble and to do the best deeds that we can do, and hopefully, inshallah, to repeat them. And to learn from our mistakes and always ask for forgiveness during a dua. You know, the Quran clearly states that Allah is very merciful. You know, whichever sins that you may do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. But we need, our duty is to ask. And this method of asking is for us to maintain relationship with Allah through prayer and through dua.
What was it about Islam, about this way that all the prophets lived? Jesus lived Islam. Moses, Abraham, Noah, they all lived Islam. They all submitted not to any saint, not to a messenger, not to themselves, but they submitted to God. What was it about this way of life that fascinated you and motivated you to do what you're doing?
Now, the Prophet Muhammad and, you know, Prophet Abraham and Noah and all of them, yes, they're all Muslim. Why? Because they all believe in one God. When they come to deliver all the same message, which is to worship only one God. Jesus himself said the same thing, all to deliver one message. So our deaf community should understand that, because they're having difficulty to understand the concept. So I thought Jesus only related to Christianity. How does Jesus relate to Islam? So here we're here to educate them. You know, we're not here to commit partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's only one monotheism, and this is what we're trying to do, to try to teach the deaf and how to maintain that relationship with us, inshallah. So the message is very, you know, it's emphasized, and we're trying to make that clear to the deaf audience.
And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more, inshallah. How do you say inshallah, God willing?
Inshallah. Listen, inshallah.
Inshallah. God willing, we'll be right back. You think these things are going to bring you happiness? You know why you keep going back to the club and you keep going back to these desires? Because you never find satisfaction. It's going to end up causing you, if it hasn't already, a lot of pain. You think you're happy? You're kidding yourself. You really are. What we are offering in Islam, what we have found in Islam for ourselves, is a means by which our hearts are at peace. They're at rest. They're not discontent. We are pleased with what we have.
If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on the Dean Show with the President. I said we're not here with President Obama, but we're here with our brother from the Global Deaf Muslims and the Vice President, and they're doing some wonderful work, and we should be grateful and thankful for all the blessings that we have. And we're trying to deliver this message of purpose of life to all the people that don't have the blessing of hearing. So how do you feel when people look at you? You look so buoyant, happy, but when some people, they're having so many blessings and they take these things for granted, what do you like to tell people that are falling into despair? But if they just look a little bit and count the blessings of hearing, of sight, and all the things that they have from Allah, maybe this will cheer them up. What do you like to tell them now?
I always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the day. And you know, as when I was born, being born deaf did not change who I am, you know. Sign language here is a method of communication, just to, you know, the blind is given different way of communication. Everyone's given a different way of communication. But all will have the same relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is, you know, to make certain adjustments on how we can communicate with our Creator. Me being deaf doesn't, why should I be depressed? You know, I'm at least I'm given a life here to live. And, you know, there's a million other people here that who are living, some of them, you know, that have the same gift yet, you know, but some don't, you know, inshallah, don't have, you know, arms or legs or whatever, you know. Everyone here is given distinct reason and distinct purpose. The most important thing is here is to use our ability and how to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be thankful, even though, is that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away something but gives you something. You know, this is how I feel and live through my life like that.
If you were able to hear, maybe you wouldn't be doing this wonderful work and getting all these wonderful rewards. So this is a great blessing. How many people are you able to influence, to help, because of the situation you're in, this beautiful situation now, because you can reach out to so many people through your organization? It's a wonderful gift, isn't it? Look at that.
So right now we have money hearing. The hearing people, as you see, they have money opportunities. Money opportunities. Deaf, you know, if you go, for example, to any masjid, you know, the khutbahs, none of them are, you know, being interpreted. And how can we educate the deaf today, you know, on what the purpose of what the khutbahs are about? You know, we can't learn them. And many families are, you know, holding away their children, you know, even if they're deaf, we're limiting them their access to Islam. You know, even if for them maybe at 9 years old, you know, doing azan, we can always hear. I don't hear it, but I just go ahead and pray, and you know, I lose it. I lose everything that during the khutbah. So the deaf learn primarily based on visual knowledge. So this is our advantage. We're here to try to show that kind of, you know, how to read the Quran, how, all of these things should be able to translate it for the deaf community. And this is the opportunity that we're trying to make and create for them.
We know that when someone comes to that realization that, look, I'm going to die, I'm going to be in the grave, and I'm going to have to leave everything behind. All the money, all the material things, it's all staying. I'm going. And it's either hellfire or paradise. So now I want to live according to how my Creator wants me to live. Why He created me, that's the life I want to fulfill. So I can please my Creator before I meet my Creator. So now the person starts to investigate and they find out that Islam is definitely from the Creator. It provides all the evidence that a person needs to be full of conviction that this is the truth. It's not blind faith. Now someone wants to take the first step and acknowledge what's in their very nature, that there's only one God, nothing worthy of worship except the one Creator. And Muhammad is the final messenger of God, accepting Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and all the preceding messengers. They take the testimony, the shahada. Have you had people accept the shahada? Accept Islam?
Yeah, we've had some.
Tell us a story, or tell us something that you've encountered when somebody's accepted Islam, and how you guide them through it using sign language.
So I would say we'll go ahead with one, you know, revert from himself 1 month ago. He was a deaf. He coming from Maryland. He'd been traveling to different countries to see how Islam, you know, is related to personal life, and how is it different from here in the United States according to other countries. But he's been trying to, you know, as soon as been visiting, he's been contacting me and how to do that, how I can be of guidance to him. When that person came in, you know, to Virginia, started to learn sign and started to read the Quran and said, you know, starts to believe in one God and Prophet Muhammad is the final messenger. I've had many stories, but I've had someone from college, his name is Charles, you know, and he took into 2007, since he's been with me for Muslim, took the Shahada that year, you know, he's trying to now to embrace this religion, trying to read the Quran as much as he can, you know. You know, some people will look at him if he's a Muslim or not, but he's truly devoted to reading the Quran, trying to understand. This is the effort that, you know, the da'wah that we're trying to give to try to understand the Creator up to this day. So, you know, there's many, many deaf now are converting, but this is the negative. But we don't have the materials to give them. You know, the access compared to a hearing person is directly, you have spoken languages, you have DVDs, you have all of these things that are available, but to the deaf, what can we do? How can we give them? So it's difficult, but you know, but we're doing everything we can, and inshallah, a lot are trying to come into Islam, and a global deaf Muslim is here to establish that reason, and it's becoming better, inshallah.
We have the verbatim word of God, the Quran. It's tamper-free, tamper-proof. It's not edited by man to suit the times. It's been preserved. It's a living miracle. For anyone who takes a look sincerely, they will see that the Quran is from the Creator. It's in the original language, the Arabic. It's been memorized by millions. Talks about phenomenons, prophecies, everything is in this book. How can someone who is deaf now, they can read, right? So how is it something different for someone who can't hear to pick up the Quran? How can they get access? Is it harder for them to be able to read the Quran? Obviously they're not blind, but is it any more difficult for someone who can't hear to read the Quran?
Yes, now what you see I'm educated. I went to college, you know, our vice president is the same, our board is the same. All of us had the opportunity to go to attain this education, and we're using our education to teach them. So if you look at the first chapter, Surah Al-Fatiha, you know, most of the time the first ayah you see in the name of God. But this kind of thing, usually, it's very difficult to explain. But we have to explain the concept. We're using our expressions, using our understanding, and try to use specific sign language for them to be able to understand this, because most of them pick up the Quran and read, and it's difficult for them.
I see.
And we're here to provide classes also. We provide classes to give them that concept, you know, ayah by ayah, not really ayah by ayah, but the concept, because, you know, as they read, they lose the meaning.
Exactly, yes.
So that's what we're here to do, you know, as you know, the Quran is in Arabic. To be able to translate in English, there's so many different translations. We don't call them exactly the Quran, but the concept of what the Arabic transliteration is trying to say. But we're here doing the same to try to give that concept similar in sign language.
That's so important. And you guys are doing that work. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back to inshallah again. How you do it again?
Inshallah.
Inshallah, to continue inshallah. More here on The Dean Show with our special guest. We'll be right back.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Hay solo un Dios. Adóralo a él solo y no a su creación. I would go to my room, lock the door, prostrate and cry, saying, God, you know me better than myself. Show me the right way and I will not look back. I will leave everything behind.
Allah is our creator and He creates everything and He gives intelligence to people. Rasulullah is Muhammad, peace be upon him. Muhammad is one of the last messengers sent from God.
Back here on The Dean Show with our special guest from Global Deaf Muslims. We're almost out of time. Let's learn some common phrases in sign language real easy that the people can go home. We learned Alhamdulillah. How do you do it again? Alhamdulillah, praising the Creator. All thanks is to God.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Everybody alhamdulillah. Do Alhamdulillah.
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 Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Bismillah.
Bismillah. That means in the name of God. Bismillah. We always start the show and we say Bismillah in the name of God, the Creator. Yes. How do you say worship the Creator, not His creation? I know it's a little long one, but worship the Creator, not His creation. That's worship the Creator, not His creation.
Creation, worship, Creator, not His creation.
Okay, how do you say, how are you? How are you?
How are you?
How do you say, I love you? I love you. How do you say, I love God?
I love God.
I love God. How do you say? What are some other common things, expressions through sign language that are important? Do you think?
Islam.
How do you say Islam?
This is Islam.
Islam. Submission to one God. Islam. Submission to one God. Islam.
Believe. Muslim.
Muslim.
Islam. Muslim.
Islam. What if someone says, "Look." You know, how do you tell, has anybody, I mean, you know, there's a lot of Islamophobia, hysteria out there. You know, people trying to make Islam like, you know, it's the other, it's from outer space, and these guys are coming to, you know, bring havoc on the earth. So have you dealt with anyone that now looks at Islam and Muslims in a bad light? How do you explain to get this stereotype, you know, this false persona out of people's mind? What do you like to tell them?
Oh yeah, I've dealt with a lot of time in college, my college years. You know, my own roommates were not Muslim, but they're from Malaysia. They're roommates, and we, you know, it's gone every day. As soon as, you know, 9/11 struck and happened, the whole shift of Islam changed. And it was my duty, you know, to explain, you know, this small group, you know, these are the what we call the extremists, you know, the extremists, and who are destroying the name
of Islam.
Yeah. Islam here is to give peace, and we're here to, you know, abide by the Quran. And what happened in that time is completely different from what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tells us to do. And as a Muslim, we should live by the Quran as best as we can. And we have it here to teach our deaf communities too, you know. So when they look and they see the TV, this is the visual media that they're looking for. You know, they can become brainwashed, and they can become that kind of, you know, information that perceives the outside world not to be in accordance to Islam. But this is the Islamophobia, and we are here to change all of that also, in trying to translate also the message in ASL from the Quran. We're the only organization, you know, this never had been attained before. But in terms of Islamophobia, during the college, you know, But it's funny how the deaf, they know the Bible, but the Quran, you know, they have all these resources available for them, but the Quran is not there. So you can perceive the information to be wrong and become, you know, it's Islamophobe by looking at what the media is trying to show. But we are here to educate them, to worship only our Creator, not to worship the prophets, not Jesus, not any of those messengers, Allah Islam. Just our Creator, and we're here to try to do that.
What's so special? If you had to tell someone in sign language, what's so special about the Quran? I know this is a topic in itself, but just in short, what's so special about this Quran?
The Quran itself is the miracle of miracles. This is our revelation, you know, and there's none other like it, you know. This is our living symbol. This is what every day in life, you know, all the questions, all the questions you have in life, you know, pertaining to usury, to anything that you can think of, the answers in the Quran. You know, we here don't to allow other people that we don't worship Prophet Muhammad, but Allah only, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He's the one who's giving us, you know, this life, and everything is subjected inside the Quran, and the way of life, and how we approach people, how we forgive people. All of these things for safety and peace is all in the Quran. This is our best specialty here that we have in the Quran. Also to love myself, also to love you, you know. You know, even if you call me, I will forgive you. All of these messages are in the Quran. This is the beauty of it, you know. And we are here as brothers and sisters. We should be one ummah. To adhere to that.
MashaAllah. Tell us how people can get a hold of your organization, get a hold of you through your organization, the name of the organization, your website.
The organization name is Global Deaf Muslim. The website is G-Global, G-L-O-B-A-L, Deaf, D-E-A-F, Muslim, MUSLIM.org. And this is the only website that we have in America. You know, so far, you know, there's many, many different organizations that you see, but all of them are working in the spoken language. But alhamdulillah, we are the only organization that are included in sign language. So as you can see, our community is very tight together. So we're trying to pursue and explain what we're trying to do. But, you know, we have a website you can go to. So for example, one of our projects next year, we're trying to promote 40 deaf people to inshallah go to Umrah. We're trying to promote that kind of project, you know, to bring the deaf together and educate them as much as we can. You know, maybe one to two, 3 years, but probably inshallah, maybe the deaf will understand what Islam is about. So right now, our organization to set up the Muslim Deaf Development Center, for example, in Ghana. We're trying to set one up in Ghana, in Africa. There's so many deaf Muslims that you know, don't have that kind of access, and they're being oppressed, and you know, and their information is being neglected. So we're not only here to focus in America, but the world, because all of us will share the same thing. You know, today people come, you know, in religion, try to come and promote, you know, try to convince us and preach as much as they can. But what we're doing is we're teaching, you know, to try to make them understand what they say is right or not, you know, according to the Quran. We often are in contact with scholars. You know, we're making DVD, electronic material, all of these things the global deaf Muslims are doing. So this is why we have our own, you know, material, so we can interchange that kind of information. And this is on our website also.
So at globaldeafmuslim.com, you have videos.
Deaf.org.
You have videos to educate deaf people on Islam, on the purpose of life. It's there.
Yes, this is a new organization, but now we're creating that. So in 2009, we had that opportunity. So right now, our classes are going to be recorded also, and will be subjected on the website. We will start showing that, you know, it's a work in progress, but inshallah, with your help, we can be able to do that.
Beautiful. Let's go ahead and one last time, let the people know that there's only one God. Worship Him alone, not His creation. And Muhammad is the last and final messenger. Take it away. Say it again. Tell him one time.
There's only one God. Worship others? No. Just one God. And the messenger, who's the last messenger? Prophet Muhammad.
That's all the time we have. Thank you very much for being with us. May God Almighty reward you for the wonderful work that you're doing. Both of you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Deen Show. Appreciate all the wonderful blessings that you have. And you'll see some of the most wonderful people that we have in our history who are in the worst situations, but they didn't blame their situation. They made the best out of their situation, and they rose to the occasion, and they rose to the top. So rise to your full potential. And the only way you can do that is by submitting to the game plan. Not your game plan, but God's game plan. The game plan of the Creator of the heavens and earth, who created you, who took care of you while you were in the womb of your mother, who gave you life, and who'll give you death. And in the end, you'll be in the grave, and you're going to have to answer for everything you've done in this life. And at the end, it's either hellfire or paradise. And the only way acceptable to the Creator is submission to His will. Not submitting to Jesus, not worshiping a Holy Ghost, not worshiping a monkey, an elephant, but only worshiping the Creator and not the creation. And it starts by wanting, by realizing that you're not self-sufficient. You need the air that you breathe. You need the food that you eat. And who's giving that to you? The Creator of the heavens and earth. So only worship Him and develop yourself to be the best human being that you can be, having good character, good manners, staying away from all the things that He's told you to stay away from, and doing all the wonderful things that the Creator's told you to do. And that's the purpose of life, obeying God, submitting to God, loving God, because He loves you and He's given you everything. So appreciate all these blessings by obeying Him. And we hope that you continue to tune in here to The Deen Show. You can pick up the new Dunya to Deen, get our DVDs, get the Purpose of Life bumper sticker. And we'll see you next time here on The Deen Show. Until then, peace be with you.